This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. On January 1st, the minimum wage increased in 19 states and 49 cities and counties, with an additional 4 states and 22 localities lifting their minimum wages later this year. In 2026, 79 jurisdictions will have a minimum wage of $15 or more. The 19 states are Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. Later in the year, Alaska, Florida, and Oregon will raise their minimum wages. California will enact a separate new minimum wage for healthcare workers. Montana's minimum wage increased 30 cents an hour as of January 1st to $10.85. Individual cities and towns from Washington to Maine and all points in between will raise their minimum wages in 2026. Among the more notable changes is one in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where future wage increases will be tied to a combination of the Consumer Price Index and the cost of housing. That policy is believed to be a first in the United States. State and local government measures on the minimum wage are crucial because the federal wage floor hasn't been raised since 2009, says Catherine Ann Edwards, an economist and policy consultant. Nearly 2 decades later, 1 million Americans still make the minimum amount of $7.25 an hour. Sometimes ballot initiatives, or policy changes that are led by ordinary voters, not state legislatures or city councils, are necessary to get increases made, says Edwards. The minimum wage is one of the most popular ballot issues this century, she says. If you put the minimum wage on a ballot, it will pass, because nobody in their right mind would say that $7 an hour is a reasonable wage in 2025. Matthew Nessler, a senior economist with KPMG, said that even an additional dollar an hour can be life-changing for many Americans at the lower end of the income spectrum. Minimum wage workers tend to be employed in the care economy as home health aides, daycare providers, and so on, or in retail, entertainment, or hospitality. And many are immigrants who may have less bargaining power than native-born workers. As Nessler put it, daycare and preschool prices account for just 0.7% of the Consumer Price Index, the broad measure of inflation calculated by the Labor Department and used as a proxy for inflation throughout the economy. But for some households, those costs could account for more like 1/4 of the monthly budget. That's part of the reason the official government metrics of inflation don't square with many Americans' lived experiences of the economy. And it's why pushing to raise the minimum wage is one small way to get the government working on ways to help everyday people afford to live in this economy, Edwards said. Influenza cases are on the rise in Montana. New data from the Montana Department of Health and Human Services shows the Treasure State reported 765 flu cases between December 14th and December 20th, and a total so far of 2,004 cases this season. Yellowstone County and Billings remains at the top of Montana counties and cities for influenza cases, with 282 reported, and Cascade County and Great Falls has seen a significant surge in the illness, now reporting 116 influenza cases. There are sharp increases in flu cases in Flathead County and Missoula County, too, and the first flu death of the season was reported in Missoula County, but there have been 3 deaths from influenza in the latest surge in the illness. DPHHS reported 78 total hospitalizations of patients with influenza. 85% of those hospitalized were patients 50 years old or older. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.